It's that time again on a Friday when AM Live presents another update from the coalface with Martin Creamer, publishing editor of Engineering News and Mining Weekly. Now, Martin, the Germans investing 178 million rands in a new car part factory in the Eastern Cape. Tell us a bit more about this.
Yeah, this sounds like a green shoot in the automotive industry. We've been hearing a lot of negative news about the automotive industry, not only in South Africa, but also globally. And now we see that a German company is willing to come in, even at this risky stage, and invest in bricks and mortar in the Eastern Cape. And the company we're talking about is Benteler Automotive. It's a 133-year-old family-owned company, and it's in 35 countries. But it's here really to supply dashboard panels, bumpers, and chassis parts, mainly to Volkswagen, and it'll be situated right next door to Volkswagen in Uitenhag. But it's also got an eye on the Kuger port, where it can also be doing exports. So we see that their factory is going up at the moment. It'll be live by mid next year. And it's part of Volkswagen's plan to make sure that we achieve a 70% local South African content for South African produced vehicles.
The French extending 1.5 billion rands credit for clean energy projects undertaken in South Africa.
Renewable energy is on the lips of people worldwide, and we see these international development banks coming through and wanting to give a stimulus to the various renewable energy projects. But some of the projects that stick are the smaller ones, and now we see that Agence Française Development, it's the AFD bank from France, they are willing to put a credit line of 1.5 billion up to commercial banks in South Africa, and this must be used for small and medium-sized energy efficiency and energy renewable energy projects. And the banks involved at the moment, and there could be more in the future, but starting with ABSA, Nedbank, and the state-owned Industrial Development Corporation. And we see that they want to enlarge this market, and they also want to involve the smaller players, and it's all about, in the end, reducing the global carbon dioxide footprint.
Well, some more European involvement in the South African economy, with the Irish now backing the building of a wind farm in Jeffreys Bay.
Yes, the Irish company Mainstream is prepared to assist with the funding and financing and development of a wind farm in Jeffreys Bay. They're looking at a part of Jeffreys Bay close to the farm area called Sunnyside Dairy Farm. And the idea is to set up a wind farm there. The total investment envisaged in the longer term is about 2.3 billion for a 125 megawatt wind farm. But it'll start small in a first phase of about 16 megawatts, and the environmental impacts assessment is being done on that. And once that's completed, one can start looking at actually physically putting in the various turbines, the wind turbines, which will be done in modules of about 2 megawatt and 2.5 megawatt each. But we see that South Africa is really lagging in wind energy, and we know that we've only really got 4 turbines in South Africa as a whole, commercial turbines, and those in the Western Cape, compared to Germans, for instance, who are about 22,000 of these. So there is scope for movement forward.
Martin Creamer, thanks very much. And Martin is publishing editor of Engineering News and Mining Weekly. He will be back at the coalface at the same time next Friday.